You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest this morning from the Boniface Arts Center. It's Pascal Warsler to talk about what's happening down in the Escanaba region and through the Upper Great Lakes region as well. Good morning, Pascal.
Hey, good morning, Kurt. Good to hear from you.
Same here. So it's coming up to the end of October here, and we know that there's always things happening at the Boniface Arts Center. What can you tell us about the October month and what you're kind of highlighting at the moment?
Well, right now, if we step into the gallery, I'd like to highlight some of the things that have been going on there. One thing is to wrap up our art prize extravaganza. Art Prize 10 took us down to Mackinac Island and to Grand Rapids. It was the first year we worked with Northern Michigan University and Finlandia University to engage their senior students. And it was also the first year we actively promoted sales with our UP artists. So yeah, those were happy outcomes, and it was always an adventure. And it's been a good run. We're getting ready for the next round, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for that project. It was wonderful to work with Upper UP Travel and Recreation, with the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, and with CVBs around, or Convention and Visitors Bureaus around the UP. We're all on the same wavelength, knowing that cultural tourism is a great area of growth in our tourism industry in the UP, and nothing does it better than engaging people in the arts like Art Prize does.
And that's a wonderful opportunity to highlight our region for art. So that's wonderful that that was an opportunity for artists from the Upper Great Lakes area to be featured in a larger area like that, and also to get those opportunities for sales for them too. So that's sounds like it was a wonderful event and a wonderful turnout.
It was. And now we want to invite folks into the gallery for Northern Exposure. It's our 25th anniversary for this regional multimedia arts competition, and that's coming up November 8th. So our gallery partners, Bay Bank, Escanaba Veterinary Clinic, and the Great Smile Dentistry, Thrivent Financial, and Tacman Capital Management, they all invite people, the community, to the reception on November 8th. It's free. It's open to the public. We have the artists here to engage with. We can see what's some of the most current work being created here, and we'd like everyone to come in. That's in the gallery until December 20th.
All right. And speaking of gallery items and things that you can find on the website, I know that there's a lot of art, but there's also a lot of classes that are happening at this moment. What could you tell us about what are available for offerings there?
Well, we have, for all ages, Kurt, we have the toddler art session that continues through November and December. That's anywhere from anything mobile to 3 years old. And caregivers can come, and it's a wonderful morning of music and movement and arts. And we have also all the time here that's out and ready is the Creative Corner, and that's just great for stop-bys. You know, when you're in town or if you've got a little time in the morning or the afternoon with your kids, come on in. Sit down. It's a little open studio area for kind of make-its and take-its and try your hand, and it's free and it's available to everybody. But for the adults, we have one of our most popular series is our quality, our lifestyle series. So we have What's Cooking. It's a European, it's not European, it's international flavors. And this month, November 6th, next week, coming up soon anyway, Christina Economopoulos will be doing Greek cuisine. And then in December, we have Indian cuisine. So you can find out more about our international culinary arts by going to the website, bonifacearts.org. And we also have a real hot favorite, new favorite. It's the Art of Flowers. And Dr. Dave Gaffner, he just is entertaining and very experienced. He is doing Thanksgiving centerpieces in the middle of November. So, again, more information there. He's a horticulturalist who can answer anything we throw at him. He knows it all, and he's a great instructor. And everybody goes home with something fabulous, you know. So we want people to come in and look at that. And do please check out the studio exhibits. We have mosaic and we have encaustic art coming. And again, those details are on our website. We also have, in honor of Northern Exposure, an abstract painting workshop with our visiting artist, Pamela Anderson, who is from Milwaukee. So that's an artist-level workshop. It's for people who are who may be a little hesitant to try abstract painting and people who are been enjoying creating that. So, again, more information on that November 9th class is on our website, an abstract painting class with our visiting artist.
Wonderful. So lots of different offerings there for food, for flowers, for artwork, for all different skill levels there too. You mentioned Thanksgiving, and I know that the holidays are right around the corner. Is there something on the forecast for the holidays as well?
Yeah, we have the Holiday Arts Walk, and the Holiday Arts Walk is Saturday, November 3rd. It's the first Saturday of November, and this is engaging. The Boniface is working with businesses throughout downtown so that people are visiting all the businesses, and there are artists at every stop to do a little demonstration. There's a map so that if people want to go to the who want to engage in the downtown walk can have that map stamped. And then when they come back to the Art Center, where we have over 15 vendors selling original art, that map goes into a drawing for a holiday basket. So it's a tradition here in Escanaba, and we are happy to say that we're ready for the holidays, and Northern Sun Winery will be here as well at the Boniface Art Center for November 3rd and the Holiday Arts.
All right. And all those, again, are on the website, on the calendar at bonifacearts.org. And in the last few minutes that we have here, I believe you have a special guest there too, one of the other members of the Boniface Art Center, to talk about something that's happening that's maybe a little bit spooky but also magical. Could you tell us a little bit about that event?
That is. We do have, Stacy Berg is here. She is our special events coordinator, and she wants to tell you about something that actually we are literally on the eve of.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning. So what can you tell us about the upcoming wizardry, I hear?
Well, excuse me. We are having a night of magic and wizardry. So we are celebrating Harry Potter's 20th anniversary of hit the books coming out and all of the hype that goes with that. And we are turning the Boniface Art Center into the School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like a walkthrough, interactive, come to the school. You can go to the potions class. You can go to the class of defense of dark arts. You can go to the herbology class. We have the Boar's Head Bar Tavern is going to be open for adults with a cash bar. We're having a full catered dinner. We have Honey Duke's Candy Store. We've got just everything, Ollivander's Wand Shop, all the different fun things. And we'll have all of the adult characters will be here. So all the professors, Dumbledore and McGonagall and Mad-Eye Moody, and we also will have Voldemort and
probably Hagrid in there too.
Hagrid is going to be here. We have Hagrid's hut.
Oh,
and
wow.
with dinosaur or dragon eggs, not dinosaur. I keep saying dinosaur eggs. Dragon eggs.
Same family,
and
right?
We've got the train station, and it's just a totally interactive and it's for adults and kids. So it's family, very family friendly, and just going to be a great, great night.
That's wonderful. So now we said that we're on the eve of that. Is that tomorrow evening?
It is. Tomorrow evening starts at 5:30. Tickets will be on sale at the door. Right now the ticket prices are buy one, get one 50% off. So it's a great deal. And you can also buy tickets at our website at www.bonifacearts.org.
All right. Wonderful. I mean, that's a great evening for the whole family, for maybe just the adults, maybe just adults and some kids too. So, and just to be able to walk through all those different areas and really feel like you're inside of the book, or if you've seen the movies as well. So that's
It's a very immersible experience. It's going to be just very, very fun night to just transport yourself into another realm.
Excellent.
So it's going to be a great time. We'll have butterbeer too.
There we go. So that'll be one of the events that's also on bonifacearts.org, and I believe they're on the Facebook page as well. They can look for Boniface Art Center on Facebook and find event postings for that. I believe I've seen that event there too. So
yes, it's on there too.
Excellent. Well, Stacy and Pasqua, I want to thank you both so much for letting us know what's happening in the tail end of October here and going into the holiday season as well, and talking about art and the classes and everything else. Again, at the Boniface Art Center in Escanaba, we touch base every month to kind of get the word out there about what's happening down at the Boniface. Thank you both so much this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.